permission to fight back is hereby granted to the believers against whom war is waged, and because they are oppressed. Certainly, Allah has power to grant them victory. Those who have been unjustly expelled from their homes only because they said, "Our Lord is Allah." Had not Allah repelled some people by the might of others, the monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques in which Allah's praises daily celebrated would have been utterly demolished. Allah will certainly help those who help His cause. Most surely Allah is mighty and powerful. These are the people who, if we establish them in the land, will establish salah and pay zakah, enjoin justice and forbid evil. The final decision of all affairs is in the hands of Allah. If they deny you, O Muhammad, remember that before them the people of Nuh, Ad and Thamud, the people of Ibrahim and Lut, as well as the residents of Madian, had denied their prophets. Likewise, Musa was also denied. Initially, I gave respite to all those unbelievers, and then I seized them. See how terrible was my disapproval? How many townships teeming with wrongdoings have we utterly destroyed? Today they lie with their roofs fallen in, their wells abandoned, and their lofty castles deserted. Have they not traveled through the land? Have they no hearts to learn wisdom or ears to hear the truth? Certainly it is not their eyes which are blind, but it is the hearts and their breasts which are blind. These people ask you to hasten the threatened punishment. Well, Allah will never go back on His promise. In fact, a day of your Rabb is equal to 1,000 years of your calculations. There have been many townships teeming with wrongdoings, to whom at first I gave respite, and at the end I smote them. Towards me is the destination of all.